Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
Hello, Nathan, are we back?
You live.
Okay, great. This is Ida Morris in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and we thank Nathan for hosting this call every Tuesday night, and we've got the Dr. Lele on the call and a host of other great guests waiting to share their testimonies with us about the great things the flat battery, the biobalancer has done for them. Dr. A, would you like to come on and introduce your guest lineup for tonight?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to thank you, Ida and Nathan, for this opportunity to share with a host of our guests from Canada and across the United States. We have the distinguished pleasure to have Dr. Imani Maat from the Center for Disease Control, formerly of the Center for Disease Control. She just happens to be in my family at Columbia University in New York City at Teachers College, and we happen to have had the same advisor. So we are more like sisters in this work. She is an avid health wellness coach, a motivational speaker. She is internationally renowned with her work with diabetes prevention. And so I'm so excited because she shares the burden that I have for healthy indoors and has her own testimony and her own challenges and struggles that she's doing, going through to have a healthier indoors. And without further ado, I want to introduce her. And just, we have some special guests from Canada on the line. I'm excited to hear what they're doing and how they're using the technology to enhance their home farming or gardening or hydroponic gardening. So we'll welcome Rob, Lynn, and Rita, I believe, to the Rita or Sherry. I get my names mixed up with Canada. We have so many wonderful people up there. But we're going to welcome the team to the show. So, Dr. Ma, take it away for us.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Alali, for inviting me on your show. It has been such an honor and a pleasure to meet you and to learn about the amazing, amazing work that you're doing to keep people healthy in their bodies, in their homes. You know, just the thought that I don't know how much we can say and what we can't say on here, but just the impact of some of the technology outside of our homes, you know, serving is almost like microwaves inside of the home, and people who are sensitive to electromagnetic rays really struggling, and a lot of people don't know that they're sensitive to the rays and are getting sick because of it. So you've helped so many people with your technology, and it's so ironic how, you know, the universe, God, the creator, the ancestors work to give you a message. But I've had these issues with the palms of my hand for about 2 or 3 years, and I was working maybe about a month ago, and I was touching my computer, and it was so hot. And the same thing happens with my phone, because I work from home. I'm on the phone and the computer all day long. And I realized, oh, my God, the phone and the computer are literally burning my palms. If people could see through the phone, I literally wear riding gloves now because I have to have my house outfitted with technology. I have to do it. So one of the things that I wanted to share with your audience, you know, clearly I've shared with you, is that a lot of people know about crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is, you know, modern-day technology, modern-day strategy for raising lots and lots of funds, lots and lots of money from small donations from people. That's the way President Obama raised billions of dollars for his election campaign both times. And it's become such a normative behavior now. A lot of people, when they want to raise money for something, they look to crowdfunding to just do something for a short amount of time and raise a lot of money. Well, this particular strategy with crowdfunding is really inviting because, unlike some of the other companies, they don't have a time cutoff. So some of the other companies, they say you have to raise your money in 30 days or 45 days or 90 days. And if you don't raise it in within that time, specified time period, all of the money is sent back to your donors, and you don't see a penny of it. The other thing that a lot of the companies do is that they charge fees, 7%, 9% of whatever you collect goes to the company. So this particular group that we're working with is amazing because they don't charge fees, they don't have a cutoff, and it's really like continuous fundraising for whatever your big dream is. So when I speak about it, I ask people, what would you be doing if money was not an issue? You know, so people are starting schools and starting orphanages and doing really, really good work, health and wellness, they're starting clinics. And so we thought that this might be an amazing way for people to raise funds to be able to get the technology that they need to clean up their home in terms of the electromagnetic rays and the effects of that health-wise, because, you know, people are coming down with all kind of things and they don't know what's causing it. And from your work, you know, you've proven that a lot of these mysterious illnesses that people are getting have to do with the rays coming into the home and coming into our bodies. So, you know, I'm so happy that you started a project because people can connect right with your project. It's like a small one-time donation to your project allows them to open the floodgates and raise as much money as they want for whatever project they want to accomplish. So we're very excited about this. It's only been a couple of months, but we're seeing great, great results. I want to give people your site so that they can look up. The name of the company is We Share Crowdfunding, and your particular site is wesharecrowdfunding.net/MichiHealth, MichiHealth. wesharecrowdfunding.net/MichiHealth, /MichiHealth. So I'm so excited about working with you. I'm looking forward to having my home done because, like I said, I work here, and it's kind of scary that what's going on, and I can see the manifestations of it on my palms. So did you want to comment on that, Dr. Lally? Because I have a radio show too, and I can just talk nonstop. So
but you're so articulate in what you're saying. And I'm just giving it the opportunity to really resonate with people. Yes, what you are experiencing is classically what we've been seeing, and that is kind of a hypersensitivity to your nerves, to the sensory nerves in the hands, and that's kind of classic. People are a little guarded when they talk about this, but I tell people you can speak out loud now. Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance Company has officially recognized electromagnetic hypersensitivity, and they have a new care model called the Idiopathic Environmental Illness Care Protocol. They recognize that electricity can, people are hypersensitive to it. Mm-hmm. We now have an international classification of disease code 994.8, which basically says that electrical current can cause a skin rash or hypersensitivity in the skin, which is what you're experiencing. It also says you could have short-term memory loss, issues with nerve-muscle communication. It can affect the heart, the lungs, basically all organs. And there's now a new type 3 diabetes that is coming out of Trent University in Canada. They're advocating for this type 3 diabetes because people are spending endless hours in front of a computer and developing pancreatitis and diabetes second to that, to the electrical current. Yes,
that is
the pancreas.
That is crazy. You know, I was talking to my granddaughter, you know, and she describes my job, what I do, as being on the computer and the phone all day. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I said, I may need to reinvent my life and what I do in terms of my career. Because being this close to the phone, I actually have a home phone now, which is what I'm speaking on. I got a home phone so that I'm not constantly on the cell phone. And like I said, I wear the gloves when I'm on the computer and the cell phone. But just think, I'm hypersensitive to it, and I know it. think about all the people who are being impacted and they don't even realize, you know, what's going on. So in a way, this is sort of protecting me, the fact that I am so, you know, sensitive to it. So,
yes,
yeah, there's, you know, people need to understand what's going on. And I'm so glad that, you know, you have these different platforms to elevate your work and what you're doing. It's so very important, so that every time I have an opportunity to speak about the work that we're doing through We Share Crowdfunding, I'm going to definitely let people know about you and drive them to you and, you know, have them learn about this very, very important issue.
Well, I certainly appreciate your passion and certainly your the level of devotion that you've given to me, because it means a lot to me to have somebody in my family up at Teachers College at Columbia University in New York. You know, I've been saying on this radio now for months, talking about the work that goes on up there at the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education that's directed by Dr. Barbara Wallace. And I just want to take a minute to give a shout out, because both of us are born of her, so to speak.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I credit her so much with my attention to detail and professionalism and all of that. I mean, because I used to tell people my advisor is a year younger than me, and she kicks butt. She is the She's by far the most advanced professor and most thorough professor I've ever had in my life. So Alice is amazing, and I'm so glad we have her in common. Like you said, we are like family.
Literary genius. I've never seen a person that can literally write a book in hours.
Wow.
I mean, one day I went past her office early in the morning to drop something off, and I had to go back in the evening to drop off part B, and she had completed this whole section of this book, and I'm like, I cannot believe she is just a writing machine. But she's excellent.
My goodness. She'd be happy that I just finished another book, so I'll have to make sure she gets a copy. It's about childhood obesity and being able to address that as a family and as a community. And I use my healthy haiku as a platform to teaching about that, you know, using poetry and drama and creative arts. So she's my inspiration for getting the writing done.
and all that is part of a healthy, smart lifestyle, because, you know, as we've shared so many times on this radio station, when you have sustained exposure to indoor chemicals, radiation coming from your electrical current, as well as household chemicals, your body depletes of minerals and vitamins that you need, and you really need to have a naturopath or a wellness coach on your team directing you, you know, to have mineral and vitamin supplements so that you can sustain, you know, your health and the momentum of moving forward and sustaining the energy. And one thing about Columbia, Dr. Wallace has given us a platform to really educate the world. She webinared our medical engineering model. We are the first medical eco-engineering model that where doctors can actually prescribe the environmental manipulation to reduce the exposure to radiation and chemicals in the home. And we actually have people that are writing off, getting a tax write-off for the retrofitting of their home. And even the purchasing of the nanobio balancers, people are writing those off under health maintenance and using their health spending accounts to pay for them. And really some creative ways that are being deployed for people to be able to get the flat battery nanobio balancer into their care regimen. And we are just so grateful for you interrupting your time to come and talk about the We Share crowdfunding platform, because it's extraordinaire. And I've always had a heart to give back. And when we look over the amount of technology that we've given in the last 7 years, we give exporting grants to people in Canada, to businesses up there that are using the technology to help them with translation of our marketing materials in French, so that they're able to help their clients up there that are French speaking. And we have done a number of homes for people who are, and children who are critically ill through a partnership with community organizations and businesses. So it's been tremendous to see this effort take shape. And now that the national, now that the Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of the Surgeon General, and of course your former employer, the Center for Disease Control, has taken a chance to tell people your indoors are too toxic. In fact, the Center for Disease Control is telling people electricity is causing injuries. You know, I want to underscore that and circle that because we have been saying this for years to no avail, and now it's coming full circle. So now that we know better, we can do better, and that's why I appreciate everybody being on this line tonight. I know that you have to go to another conference call, but I wanted to take the time to appreciate you for coming on the line, sharing, you know, the challenge, sharing the opportunity. Go ahead.
You're so very welcome. And I wanted to just give a list. The WeShare Crowdfunding is a global program, and some of the benefits are instant donations. If people need cash now, they can get cash donations, compounded donations, matching donations, continuous donations, international donations, and then they help others to get donations, which is a nice thing. We get to turn around and help other people to get what they need for their program. So definitely check out Dr. Alali's site, wesharecrowdfunding.net/Michie, M-I-C-H-I, health. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for having me. This was such an honor. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, too. And I look forward to us having a follow-up conversation so we can finish the business at hand that we started and weren't able to finish today. So thank you, Dr. Ma. We love and appreciate you, and we celebrate your life and the work you're doing. You know, we appreciate your labor of love for the nation and helping our families overcome obesity. Let's everybody give a shout out to Dr. Mott and say thank you, Dr. Mott.
Thank you, Dr. Lally. Enjoy the rest of your show. I will speak with you soon. All right.
I forgot most everybody is muted and some of us are not. Okay, thank you, Dr. Mott.
All right, good
next
night.
We have, okay. All the way from Canada, we have one of our health physicists / eco-engineering practitioners, Mr. Rod. He's been fabulous for years helping us with this campaign and moving, you know, the message throughout Montreal. And this summer, everything kind of took a twist when the nanobio balancer got placed in Home and Garden at Youngevity, and people were like, well, what's it doing over there? And I said, well, it doesn't matter where you put it. It is so powerful. That flat battery dynamics or technology, no matter where, if it's a living life, it will empower it, energize it, and help to maximize the life. So a lot of people used it to energize water and put on their plants. And so, Mr. Rod, take it away. Introduce our guests and give us a little overview of what happened in Montreal.
Is Len on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
good.
Still here.
I'm glad you are. Len lives quite a fair distance from me, and he finally got into using the biobalancer or flat battery for water. And, you know, in his area they've got tomato plants, and I'll let Len explain what he experienced or his wife Rita experienced with tomatoes at their house using harmonized water and versus a neighbor who has had the same type of tomatoes. Len, take it away.
Yeah, well, it's we were trying it on the big fat tomato, and my neighbor also has tomato plants, and but he doesn't have the harmonized water. So we're using the BioBalancer for the water, and lo and behold, one tomato, I couldn't believe the size of it, so I weighed it. It weighed 1 pound. Now, that's a pretty big tomato, and compared to his tomato, which was only 7 ounces. So it made quite a difference in that respect.
Wow. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rod.
No, that's okay. Len, tell Dr. A what else you experienced about the water in your house. And that's just using what Dr. A calls a travel shower.
Yeah, well, the travel shower, we put it on in the shower, and sometimes with the water from the well, because I'm out in the country, it would stain the bath. And since using the shower traveler, doesn't stain the bath at all.
Wow.
And
wow. That's amazing.
And when you shower, the soap suds a lot more also. So it's pretty effective.
Yes, and you know, I am so happy that you shared that, Lynn, because the power shower is becoming sensational in healthcare, in beauty salons. Beauticians are snapping it on at the sinks, at the shampoo bowls, and they are telling me those same things, that they can use half of the shampoo now and get more lather and more results. And they use half of the conditioner, and they say their hair is so soft and the colors come out so sensational that people look as if they were born a redhead as opposed to being dyed a redhead. And they said their hands are so soft at the end of the day, whereas before the hands were dry from shampooing and conditioners and chemicals all day. Now they said it's almost as if they're getting conditioning to their skin with using this water system. But this is the first I've heard, or the first that anyone has shared about it stopping the discolorization that's coming from the well water. That is really something. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So we have some new listeners on the line. I want to welcome our guest from Huntington, New York, that's on the line listening tonight. We have guests from Virginia Beach that are listening tonight. And I want to thank everyone else that I'm not aware of that's on the line for coming in and listening. Lynn, we have a distinct pleasure of having you and your wife on the line tonight because you guys had a miracle happen in Montreal. With her health, would you be kind enough to share just a little bit about that? You still with us, Lynn?
Lynn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, talk about Rita's miracle.
Oh, the
MRI. The MRIs.
The MRIs. Well, yeah, 2009 it read 1 millimeter, 2011 it was up to 3 millimeters.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Len, slow down. Len,
2013 it was up to 5. But we treated it with
a flat battery.
LED light with the arm and eye to the flat battery, the BioBalancer. And when we went in December of 2014, the doctor looked at the MRI specialist, and he looked at it, and he read it, and he said, "Geez, I don't believe this. It's gone. It just disappeared."
Wow.
So that was, it helped. She had no more headaches, not bothered at all ever since.
This is such a huge miracle, Lynn, and I want you to know I've called it from the East Coast to the West Coast of America because your wife had a brain tumor that was almost 5 centimeters, and she was having debilitating migraine headaches for years,
You're talking about more than 3 years, and she started using this nanotechnology affixed to a flashlight, and it not only relieved the headaches, but when she went back after, 4 months or 6 months using it, the tumor was totally gone. Am I recapping it correctly? And so this miracle has gone around America, and it's producing so much hope and vision in naturopaths and medical doctors that are now using the BioBalancer technology. Go ahead, Rod. Do you want to say something? It sparked the interest of a naturopath in North Carolina who then called me and took my training and began to research the matter for himself and team up with his clients, and he got the balancer for them, the technology for them, and we've had a huge miracle happen in North Carolina. Last week we had the distinctive pleasure to have a mother on the line, and her daughter had greatly suffered from seizures. The child had had 600 minutes of seizures a day. They were 600 minutes of seizures a day. Angel, are you on the line tonight? I know she's in New York City. I didn't know if she was able to get on the line or not. If you are, push one, and maybe Nathan can spot you on the line. But nevertheless, she got on a clinical study up at Columbia. They were able to bring the seizures from 600 a day down to 300 a day. And 3 weeks ago, the naturopath called her to come down to his office in Charlotte, North Carolina. She drove 3 hours one way, and he tested the child and found that the child should wear three of these nano balancers. And I'm happy to report tonight that that child has been seizure-free for 3 weeks, and she was never able to balance at all, not even for 1 second on either leg. And she's up to balancing 25 seconds on one leg and 20 seconds on the other leg. And her mom testified last week that she's always had painful menstrual cycles, I mean, that put her in the bed for a few days. And she said this time around she would have continuous seizures during when her cycle came on. But this time around, she had no seizures. She had no debilitation at all. She did not have to go to bed. She was not sick. And it's just miraculous. So they're actually in New York now, and we're so excited because her medical team up there is excited about developing a protocol to do a clinical study for her with this technology. And this is a milestone for us, that we will be on a clinical evaluation platform. And I'm so excited because everybody on this line, if you're on this line tonight, is because you have some degree of interest in what's happening with this technology or some degree of love and compassion and faith to help us move this mountain that is before us. All of these injuries and illnesses that's coming from chemical and radiation conversion in the home. We must do better. We can do better. We have a national initiative going on to guide us in doing better, and we have a tremendous team of retired military engineers, of realtors, of contractors who have worked endlessly for 5 years. We have a fantastic team in Canada of 8 health practitioners who have been testing and evaluating and retrofitting farms and commercial buildings and homes and giving us the data to give vision for us getting it done here in America. Canada is 7 years ahead of us. They already have doctors writing prescriptions for adaptation of homes. They already have environmental illness clinics. And so we're looking to Canada for some guidance and some vision, and I thank God for
the Canadian businessmen who have sponsored my trips to Canada, to Women's College Hospital, to farms, to homes, to mansions up there, to see the work that's being done. Go ahead. Somebody wants to speak?
Oh, yeah. Hi. This is Don Hunter, the naturopath that referred my good friend Angel and her daughter. I just wanted to say what, you know, it has been truly a wonderful and miraculous journey for Angel and her daughter, and I've known them for many years. And so when I met Dr. Lally and met and got to use this technology, she was one of the first people that I had on my mind and on my heart that I wanted to call. And so when I called her and told her about that, I finally think I have something that can help her daughter. You know, she was just so tearful and so elated. And her and her husband and her daughter, they drove down, you know, from it's about a 2.5 hour ride. And it's been truly amazing what has happened. And I'm just really blessed to be able to facilitate that through Dr. Alali and this wonderful technology.
Well, Gagan, I just want to say hats off to you and give a salutation of grace and thanksgiving because, you know, you and I have never met face to face. We've met over a video conference where when you took your training and you had several questions about the technology. But it was like when you got that technology, it was such faith was released in you and such hope, you know. And I just want to thank you for, number one, taking the training and knowing how to service this young lady. And so it's been tremendous, the courage you had, the faith you had to even make that resource available. And I just wanted to know where you got that kind of courage from, because most people would have been so afraid with a child having 600 seizures a minute. Now, you know, after 18 years, they found a medicine to bring her down to 600 seizures a day, and now she's down to 300 seizures a day. And you had the courage to say, hey, doc, you think this technology will work? And I said, listen, you know, we didn't make the technology to prevent disease, to treat disease, or cure disease. But one thing that we do know, that people are using it for energy and using it for balance. And we do know it has 100% batting average in balancing. That balance can be measured with an electrophysics machine. It's called the MyoVision. But just share a little bit about your faith and your hope for this little girl that gave you the courage to even make that call.
Well, you know, I've been on this this healing journey for a long time, and I work in, also I work with, you know, vitamins, herbs, supplements. I've actually had a radio show and actually had Dr. Wallach himself on my radio show.
Oh, wow.
I knew that the medical profession had nothing for this young lady and her mother. And I knew how much her mother struggled. She's a phenomenal woman. And so I had no hesitation, because I knew, one, this technology was safe. It could do no harm. Okay? So if at the worst, if nothing happened, it would not harm her. But
right.
I had seen that the technology, I could feel personally that the technology would work. And when I went on your website and I saw some of the other children that had been helped, I just knew that I had to call Angel. And I had to tell her that I really believe I have something that can help change your daughter's life.
Wow. Because when she called me, to kind of affirm her faith. I mean, she was in tears. The whole conversation was with her crying. She was so elated with hope because the child had been 3 days without a seizure. And she wanted to believe that she had found something that really was going to make a difference. And she called you, and you called me and said, is it okay if she can call you direct? And I said, sure, let her call me. And she called me, and we had to stop and pray for guidance. And we prayed that it would not be something that just happened for 2 or 3 days, and then we were back to 300 seizures a day. And we are so, I mean, I am so overjoyed that we are now going into our fourth week and that she's actually up at Columbia now, and they're going to be able to quantify some of the data of her improvement. And I'm believing, God, that she's going to have the favor that she needs for the doctor to incorporate it into her clinical study. And we're going to have some clinical data for the first time from one of the top neurosurgeons or neurologists in the United States who's managing her case. And this is so exciting because it's doing so many other things for her. It's translating to her clarity and the classroom and making her a better student. It's translating across, you know, the spectrum of her just daily life and daily living. She has a more normal life. And this is just so exciting. And you heard the testimony from Lynn and our Canadian family about his wife and how her tumor disappeared, a tumor of almost over 4 years disappeared from just balancing her life and balancing that area of the body. So we scratched the surface of something that could be very promising. And that's why we went to crowdfunding, because, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot tell you how many thousands of dollars we've paid for grants, how many foundation doors we knocked on, how many government grants we sought, how many times our lab was broken into and computers were stolen, and people trying to sabotage our operation and us trying to find answers and trying to develop the technology. And so finally we said we're not going to give up. We're going to go another route and see if we can get crowdfunding so that we can continue this work, because we've got to get some clinical data, you know. But we believe, Gagan, you are highly respected down in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the leading naturopaths in that, not just in that city, but actually in the region. I mean, from Washington, D.C. down to Atlanta and probably greater than that. I've heard your name now in the mouth of so many people in those regions, and certainly your friend Ron in Durham, North Carolina, who is just a philanthropist and a wellness advocate and a community advocate who's been pushing my name out there and trying to make some really big things happen for everyone. And so I really appreciate you being on this call, and I'll take this moment. This is the perfect time for me to share bang for the show tonight. Today, I want you to know that this radio show on Tuesdays, it has been far-reaching across the nation, and we got a call from Capitol Hill, from one of the prominent radio stations in Radio 1, owned by billionaire Kathy Hughes. The very first radio station that she purchased was WOL, Radio WOL, which is almost a halfway point between the U.S. Senate and the White House. And they called and said, Dr. Lolly, we've heard about you. We've heard about this miracle, Gagan. The miracle of this little girl has hit Washington, D.C. Yes! Yes, I've been screaming all day. That radio show last week hit Capitol Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, you can tune in by streaming over the internet to WOL. We're going to be on the radio show on Monday, this coming Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning. They've given us a two-hour window to tell Washington, D.C., the president, the Congress, the citizens of D.C., that are highly politically charged, the affluent businesses, about this technology and what's happening in this from South Carolina and from California. Your testimonies are going before great men and women, and I believe in God. My faith is strong, and we're going to be able to get the support we need to do what we need to do to get this technology to the world. This is a global mission that we are part of, and every single one of you are visionaries for part of the vision. We need the vision from Canada. That one-pound tomato is getting ready to be towed on Capitol Hill because every farmer that has our water system installed has told me about a yield. The crops are 30 to 40% bigger. They have more crops. The color of the crops is more robust. We had a gentleman on from St. Croix who flew our team down to St. Croix Island to do his orchard. He said half of the orchard had never grown. Now, the 100% of the orchard produced yield. He has mangoes that have never grown. This year he has mangoes. He has tomatoes that are ripe and red. And he's had to fight the iguanas from going to get his tomatoes. He had to put these greenhouses over them. And, Rod, I thought about your story, the chipmunk. Did you tell Lynn not to put his one-pound tomato outside on the back porch?
No, he ate it.
Okay. I thought about how the chipmunk came. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a private joke here I'm having with Rod. But Rod was the one that discovered that energizing the water and putting it on plants would cause them to grow, to exceed in their growth, and be very robust. And he produced a tomato plant. They had this huge tomato with this energized water, and before he could take a picture of it, the chipmunk came out and ate it. I'm still laughing over that chipmunk. Yeah, the chipmunk came out to the porch and ate it. So we have, there's so many people on the line tonight. Ida, I did want to ask you about in South Carolina about the lady that had arthritis in her knee and said she got some relief. How's she doing?
Miss Carolyn, she's on the line tonight. Miss Carolyn, you want to share?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay, go ahead. We can hear you.
Yes, I'm doing great. Only time my knees bother me if I'm out there in the yard cutting grass, and I usually overdo it. But yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I've been telling others about the battery. I thought I would have had my niece on this tonight because she had colon cancer surgery, and I took some of the papers that I had with the information on, and she read it and she was interested, but then when I went back and called her, she wouldn't answer the phone. So I don't know what to do, but I'm still trusting the Lord, and I'm thinking I'm going to get them to come around. And I got others I'm talking to about it. My sister, come to find out, she had in North Carolina, she had to be rushed to the hospital last week. We didn't know she was a diabetic, and it was 800 and something.
Wow.
Yeah, she got out of the hospital.
Oh, yes. She got out of the hospital on this past Sunday, and I promised her I wouldn't bless her out. I'll take it easy with her. But she was here with me early this year. She spent a week with me. She came down from Reidsville, North Carolina. And she was hurting so badly, and I had an extra battery. And I gave it to her and let her wear it while she was here. And I clicked. Wow. It helped her, and she couldn't believe it. And she said she was
getting
another one. I took, and she gave it to me before returning back home. An older man came into our meeting, and he was complaining about how he was feeling. And Mr. Nathan and I, we put it on him, told him what to do, and I hadn't seen it since. That's over 2 months. He don't know what happened to it.
Wow.
We don't
so
even know what
know
happened.
That when people wear the flat battery works.
Yes,
and that's the most important thing. It's just like with our supplements. Nothing works if you leave it on the shelf or you leave it in the package. You've got
to
consume it. You've got to wear it. You've got to have it on your body and your phone. on your computer, your laptop, wherever. But that's the only way it's going to work for us. And that's the only way we're going to get those testimonies in. And people use it consistently every day. And I myself have had mine on my phone since I've got it, and I don't take it off. And sometimes I take the back off my phone and I show it to people. I said, my phone does not heat up on me anymore.
All right.
It had my earwax melting.
Okay. Yeah.
It was draining out of my ears, and it was from the phone. And once I put the flat battery on.
I go to bed with mine every night on my bottom on the pillow.
Wow. And I know you sleep good, too.
Yes,
a lot
I
of people
do.
Have told me that they... We had a gentleman, a radio personality in Dayton, Ohio, Mr. Rick Poole. He told me I could share his testimony. He had not been able to sleep more than 2 hours in 20 years. He had us come and retrofit his house. Radiation levels in his bedroom were over 1,200, and they should be below 40.
Wow.
And it was so funny. After we did his house, he slept 9 hours. Then he called me up. He said, Doc, you didn't tell me it was just going to make me rest like that. He said, I overslept. That's what you probably needed to overslept. Yeah. You know, but the fact that you can get to zero stress and sleep like a baby is just so amazing when you have your house fully biobalanced. And so it's been fabulous talking to everybody. I want to thank you. It's now 10:21, and we really have had a great show tonight. Does anyone else have a testimony they want to share before we close out?
I would like to ask one thing.
What's
the lifespan of the battery, the flat battery?
The lifespan of the flat battery is engineered to last 1 year.
Okay.
And it depends upon, you know, the blessing is you can test it. You can get any one of the balance coaches that do the Bedort testing. They can tell you exactly if your battery, if you have energy in the battery, if you don't have energy in the battery. And so you just need to get Mr. Hill or Miss Ida, and they can test it for you, and they can tell you. But it lasts on an average of 12 to 14 months.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. And we,
Dr. A.
Go ahead, sir.
It's Rod. One question for Angel's daughter that maybe can be answered here. Was she on any medication before she was put on the flat batteries?
What was the question again?
Was Angel's daughter on medication before you put her on the flat batteries?
Her daughter started having these seizures at the age of 18 months. The young lady is now almost 18 years old. They have tried everything. She had been on many different types of medication that has not... that didn't really do much for her. And she's currently on a special, and Dr. Alali may remember, I don't remember, this is a special type of oil that she is taking right now, and that is the only medication that I know that she's taking, but nothing has worked. She's in a special class of children or individuals at this point, because she's not a child, but... there's about 100 to 200 cases of this in the world where the body does not produce a type of glucose, which, as we know, the glucose is so important, it runs everything in the body. Her body does not produce it. So she's in a study right now at Columbia University.
Okay. So she wasn't really on the heavy-duty drugs.
At one point she was. The muscle off because it wasn't helping her.
Yeah, but not when she got on the flat battery. Because I'm just trying to see if there's any correlation or effect that if somebody starts using the flat battery and if they're taking powerful drugs, could there be a relation or an effect between the two?
No. Well, here's the thing. Even with the medication that she was taking, she was still having about 300 seizures a day. It didn't stop the seizures. It just reduced them.
No. understand and now, that.
And now she has, hasn't had any disease.
But
so,
how did
Rod, I mean, hypothetically, theoretically,
yeah.
Her body needs something that the medication is not addressing.
Right.
And again, you know, with the flat battery, it balances. And what science continues to document is when the body is balanced, it can heal itself and it can manage itself.
Right.
And so we have scratched the surface of something that is pioneering a new beginning. And that's the reason why we started a crowdfunding to help us raise the money to be able, because we already have a team of doctors at Harvard University and at Case Western Reserve University who have said, Dr. Lally, if you bring us the money, we have patients here that have seizures, patients like Destiny, who are having 300 seizures a day or 1,500 minutes of seizures a week. And we have the patients with the pathology. If we have the resources, then we can render some investigation to see what is the best way to use these. Because what I'm asking everyone to do that has the flat battery and you have designed a protocol of how you're using it for intervention in your situation, to write it down, and we'll name that protocol after you. And that protocol can become a vision and a guidance tool to help us help others. And so, Rob, that's a very good question. And thank you, Gagan, for answering it. That was an excellent answer. And all of us are visionaries and partakers of a miracle that is transforming in the earth. And that's why I continually say we're change agents. We have an anointing that's been imparted to us to become visionaries for a technology. I tell people I may have been the anointed inventor, but God has given, it's like when anyone touches that technology, it releases innovation and people find a creative force comes to them. And they find new applications and ways to use it that I never dreamed of. And so we're creating a future that's making living better for all of us. And we found a very effective way to reduce the assault of chemicals and radiation conversion in indoor environments. And with that one inch by one inch square, we have found now a nanotechnology that can shield us and help to protect us as we go about the course of our life. And that's what's so exciting. So if there's no more questions, I want to say I love everyone. I appreciate you for being on the line tonight. If you can get on WOL Radio on the Internet on Monday morning, you can hear our voice reaching out on Capitol Hill to our legislators, to our national leaders, and to the powers that be. We already have $3 million homes in Washington, D.C., who have flown us out there to retrofit their houses, and they've been in demonstration with our technology for 3 years now. So we've got some powerful testimonies in Washington, D.C. One woman on Capitol Hill had colon cancer. She's been in remission. All her family members had died younger than her. She's almost 70 years old now and has had no further exacerbations of that illness. We had another bishop that had two heart attacks, a stroke, and developed diabetes, and it's been phenomenal for her. We retrofitted her house. She's lost 55 pounds, and her health is stabilized. And we had another bishop. Her daughter had lupus, and she was in the hospital every month. For like 3 years, we retrofitted their house. She has not been in the hospital in almost 2 years. So we have some, you heard Dr. Smith Yinka's testimony. She bought a $1.4 million house on the water in Washington, D.C., and her son's world went upside down. And today he's living and working in Africa because we got her house mansion retrofitted. It balanced out her son. He was able to
to rebalance and go on with his life. And so there's some exciting miracles that are happening with this technology. And I want to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. I'll say good night. You can unmute your phone by pressing 1 if you want to say good night. I love my Canadian family. I love my American family. I love my French family. I love you all for being on this line tonight.
Good night, Doctor.
Hi.
Good night.
Good night. Awesome show. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Ida. You're awesome.
Thank you, Dr. A, and all the guests from everywhere. We're glad to have you guys.